How close are people getting to optimizing their intake of magnesium?
Well, the ones that happened upon my book, and there are hundreds of thousands of those, they're getting the message. And what I'm hearing on my radio show, people calling in and in my emails, is they immediately pass this information on. And the Nutritional Magnesium Association, you could say that's part of my role as doctor, as teacher, and the naturopathic principles. And we do outreach in the print media, internet, radio, TV media to get the word out about magnesium. And it's a great site, lots of studies and reports and articles. And actually, folks can sign up for our newsletter and receive a free booklet that I've written on magnesium. And it is a matter of education. You see, what we've got to do with nutrients, as you know, Corey, it's educate the patient, get them to do their own research, get them to be, in the case of magnesium, slowly introduce it into their lifestyle and see how they feel, and then guide themselves. I am not interested in patting someone on the head and telling them exactly what they should do and exactly what they should eat and exactly how many steps they should do in their exercise program. We have to make people responsible for their own health by giving them the information and saying, look, your body and your intuition and your psyche knows more about yourself than any other living person, and you better get used to it. We can no longer follow the allopathic model that, okay, I'll take care of you and I'll tell you what to do. That has not worked.